Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about two very simple words. Here are those two words, hear and do. You'll see what I mean when I read to you today's Bible verse, 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 12. This is what we read. Because they did not obey the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant and all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded them, and they would neither hear nor do them. We don't know who the exact human author of the books of 1 and 2 Kings was. However, we do see that in this verse, the human author wanted us to understand why the northern kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of the 10 northern tribes, was conquered by the cruel Assyrian Empire. Simply said, it was because they did not obey the voice of the Lord. Yahweh was the covenant God of Israel, but Israel transgressed his covenant and they broke the laws given through Moses, the servant of God. These are all themes that we've seen before in 2 Kings. What catches my attention in this verse is the line, they would neither hear nor do them. Their disobedience and ultimate destruction were connected to their refusing to hear the word of God and to do the word of God. So first, we hear God's word. We hear it proclaimed in preaching and in Bible studies. We hear it by reading the Bible aloud. We hear it by singing the Bible. We hear it in our minds as we read the Bible. But we don't stop at hearing. We then must do God's word. We do it by repenting and believing. We do it by worshiping God. We do it by much prayer. We do it by the hard work of Christian community. We do it by reaching a lost and broken world. The command to not only be hearers, but also doers of God's word comes to us again and again in the New Testament. For example, in James chapter 1, verse 22, it reminds us that we must receive God's word as those who do, not only as those who hear. Jesus used the same point to conclude his great Sermon on the Mount. He said that the one who heard the word without doing it was like a man who built his house on the sand, but the one who heard God's word and did it was like a man whose house was built on a rock and could withstand the inevitable storms of life and eternity. You'll find that at the end of Matthew chapter 7. In many churches, there are hearers who admire the preaching, hearers who love to hear, hearers who are devoted to a preacher, yet all the time they are unblessed hearers because they are not doers of the word. Now remember that by blood, by genetics, the people of the northern kingdom were not any less Israelites and descendants of Abraham than were the people of the southern kingdom. Therefore, this clearly showed Judah that when they also stopped to hear and do the word of God, they also would face judgment. So put your attention on God and his great truth, hear. Then relying on the power and wisdom of the Holy Spirit, set yourself to do his will as revealed in his word. Hear and do. Those are two great ways to make it a meaningful day today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.